you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, opening day is finally here. Opening ceremonies for the College World Series kick off tonight, but College World Series fans are hoping that that rain is going
to
be...
Well, how would you like to be a College World Series tent? I mean, like, you really got to batten down those tents.
If
those things have to be weatherproof.
You bet, especially if it's a big winder that flows through. And that's probably what could be happening today. So you are warned.
Yeah, the National Weather Service says that there's a good chance of thunderstorms today, a slightly less chance tomorrow. Tonight's opening ceremonies could be a little on the damp side. Rain's expected right during the time the 90-minute ceremonies would be going on.
So that's just got to be such a headache for a t-shirt vendor.
How do you keep your gear dry? All the, you want to buy a wet
t-shirt? I mean, they got that flat they can throw down.
They close it down, but it doesn't rain all the time, I mean, in the College World Series, so hopefully it's not a bad one. Was it College World Series it was so bad everybody had to run, or was that...
Yeah, don't you remember everybody talked about
that? You're talking about the great TD Ameritrage tragedy.
Yeah, that's it.
2016 was that? Was that 2015?
No,
I can't remember when it was.
It wasn't last year.
It has a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
But
that's
the point was, it was years ago when we had the College World Series. It was 2011.
Okay.
And somebody created a Facebook page called I Survived the Great TD Ameritrage Tragedy.
Mm-hmm. They had to run.
The storm of 2011. And everyone's over at the College World Series and, like, the weather guys from the local stations, they put up on the scoreboard, like, everybody get out of there. And they ran over to the CenturyLink.
Yeah, the lake, yeah.
To the Quest Center.
Get out of there.
Go.
People were at the game, like, watching baseball, and everyone's in the stands, like, on their apps going, there's a storm here.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
Why is everyone in the stadium lying to us?
It's fine. Just stay. Game's in action.
And nothing happened. It was a joke. No. The point was nobody got hurt or anything, but some people had to do the trot.
Yeah.
They had to do the Mogadishu mile over to CenturyLink.
They are going to be keeping eyes on the radar. I guess the official word is if the crowd needs to find shelter, the CenturyLink Center will be open. Ushers will also be ready to get people into the concourses. But, I mean, it's going to be, you know, just keep an eye on things. There are people that are planning on going no matter what. I mean, and that's absolutely, it sounds like it's, there's not severe weather expected, but it just could be a little wet before.
It was the 20th of 2011, June 20th. So, next week.
Because I know there was winds and all that fun stuff. And like, everybody thought there was a tornado coming.
So Tuesday will be the 6th anniversary of the 2011 Great TD Ameritrage tragedy.
Never forget,
never forget.
Oops. I forgot.
So we need to recognize that day.
You better recognize.
Since nobody got hurt and nothing happened, maybe some t-shirt tents got ripped. We do a moment of loudness.
Oh, right. We just scream as loud as we can.
Scream.
A moment of holler.
We're going to do that at 6:20.
A moment of holler.
Tomorrow is Cal State Fullerton and Oregon State opening up play. 2:00 first pitch. Going to be airing on ESPN. And also that Florida State LSU game is the 7:00 game. That's the one that everybody's kind of keeping an eye out for the weather. So ESPN again. But this is going to be, everybody's coming to town. It's exciting time of the year.
You know, and if the weather sucks, go inside and just watch the U.S. Open.
There you go. That's going on too.
Expect changes on the West Dodge Expressway. Eastbound traffic between 132nd and 108th will be closed between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. Monday through Thursday. That started last night. So it'll be opening up at 6 a.m. It opened up a couple minutes ago. But overnight, that's going to be closed up as they work on, they do some work on the expressway. Now, traffic will be moved to the local West Dodge Road, and that runs, you know, under the expressway. Between 8 Friday night and 6 Monday morning, there will be lane closures along that same stretch. So stay frosty. CHI Creighton Medical Center closed its doors at 30th and California for good a week ago. And now you can own a piece of hospital history.
I had to laugh. There's
gross. Like a bedpan.
Yes. A bedpan or a,
they're
a gurney.
You can get tons
they're
of
like,
stuff
hey, about
there.
1,000 people died on this. Do you want it?
What a gurney. That'd be awesome.
They had like, they were showing it on TV. They were showing televisions and refrigerators. And
sure.
All the, everything, you name it, you can
all
get
those
it.
Rooms.
Bedpans.
Come with furniture, yeah. Furniture, kitchen appliances, fitness equipment. You know, think about it. They've got the rehab area. All going up for grabs.
What about
in an
those
online
beds?
Auction.
I guess those beds are pretty sweet, right?
The beds, I imagine they moved the beds. I would think that some of the furniture okay. they would have kept for the new location, but there's some stuff where they're like, we got better or whatever.
That freaks
whatever.
Me out, man. You know, some people are afraid of clowns or antiques. I'm afraid of hospitals.
What are you?
Stay.
Who do you think you are? Billy Bob Thornton?
Oh,
I'm afraid
gosh.
Of hospital furniture.
You got to drag me in there.
The smell. I don't know everything about it. It just, I can close my eyes and put myself there, smell and all.
Every time I go in, I realize I'll be back.
Someday, eventually.
I won't be a visitor.
Yeah. Right.
And a lot of times when you visit, you don't leave.
No. You know what's sad? You know you've been there a lot when you know exactly where you're going when you walk in there. You know,
you've been there a couple times.
Yeah, when I had that heart issue going on, I knew because I was making all the dodges. God, when I went into that heart room, you know, the doctor's office that heads the cardio, whatever, I was like the youngest person there. That was a little foreboding. Oh, yeah.
They're like, welcome, friend. Yeah. I looked like you a week ago.
No, they don't high five you for being a go-getter.
No.
Hey, you're 20 years ahead of the curve for when you should be here. I guess you're probably going to go make some life changes or not.
Yeah, exactly. Or in the case of party. Nope. So glad to have my heart back to usual. Try the smoke butt for breakfast. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Party smoking and drinking a beer in the parking lot. Heart's beating like a rabbit.
I love it. Back at it. Well, the proceeds from this, I mean, just think about it. Can you imagine you come over to my house? I'm like, look, I got an X-ray machine.
So a giant hospital garage sale, and when and where? Just down there?
It's going to be online.
Oh.
Proceeds will benefit local charities, and you can find the auction on Proxibid.
Proxibid.
P-R-O-X-I-Bid. Yeah.
When?
So then it's online, so I think it's up and running. You can go check out the items now and see what you like. We always talk about the fact that it's free cats at the Humane Society. Well, they put a twist to it. If you're looking for a furry friend to fill your home, today is the perfect day to pick one up from the Nebraska Humane Society. You can adopt a dog 1 year or older at half price, and you can get a cat for $5.
Wow.
Such an insult to cats. I mean, I think it's an insult.
$5!
$5 cat.
I almost wonder if they
That's
took a page.
A,
I mean, footlongs at
six now.
Subway or have more value.
$5 footlongs.
There's $6 footlongs now.
$5 felines.
All dogs and cats have been spayed and neutered, microchipped, and had first vaccinations. Adoptions start at noon today. They'll stop applications at 6 tonight, you know, because they got to run through the whole thing. You'll have to pay the licensing fee at the time of the adoption. Just head over to the Humane Society on 90th and Fort. But, yeah, I mean, if you've been thinking about getting the family dog half price for 1 year or older, that's awesome deal.
Half price for dogs.
Yeah.
Half price for dogs, $5 for cats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so cute. Basically cats are only worth $10.
Oh, come on now.
In their valuation?
Yeah.
Cool it.
They're
no,
usually free, so
yeah, they are. So that's the thing.
This
so that's,
is a markup.
This is a step in the right direction. Somebody's been lobbying for cat self esteem, and they're like, "Listen, you can't just give them for
what
free."
Do you I do always with feel them, like I... you gotta put value on things.
You do.
People
you do.
Are sometimes leery of free. I worked at a station in Lincoln. We used to try and give away free pizza outside of Husker games, and people would walk up with their wallet out.
Yeah.
How much for a slice of that pepperoni? I'd be like, it's free. I would hand it to them. And they'd go, free?
Gross. No, thank you.
No one
likes everybody's free. Like, what's the catch?
Why
people
is it
are like,
free?
What's wrong with this cat? Why is it free?
Well, I
farts
always,
a lot. It just poops. I don't even know.
Free I cats. Almost wonder if the Humane Society maybe listens to the show, because I've told that story about when I was growing up with one of our first cats. The reason we stopped is because they had a sign in the yard that said, free cats. $5.
I love it.
That's awesome.
And we went in, and seriously, my dad's like, we have to stop just based on the fact that how is a free cat $5? But apparently, freak at $5 maybe. Maybe the Humane Society's listening and they heard us and they thought that's a clever big party show story.
That's
maybe we should charge $5.
Great name for an album.
Free Cats $5,
yeah.
Don't you think? Yeah, I love that. I love that name. Free Cats $5. We went in and we got our cat Ratso from that litter. And my dad used to always bring up to the fact, like whenever Ratso would get in trouble, he'd be like, oh man, don't forget where you came from. You were a free cat that cost me $5. Free Cats $5. The jury in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial is going to try to reach a decision today. So yesterday, the jury came to the judge and said, we're deadlocked. And the judge turned back to them and said, get back in there. you've got to work on this. So there's still no verdict. They think that this is the thing. Prognosticators or whatever, they don't think that it's a split jury. They think that there's one or two holdouts.
What does that mean? Meaning
that there's one or two that are like, I'm not convinced. I think I have doubt about whether or not she, you know, what their relationship was. I mean, keep in mind that they had a relationship of some sort that was already a sexual relationship. And then he did this. He infused this new level, allegedly, into it. And that's when she said, you know.
Okay.
So it's unclear whether or not it's just a couple holdouts. They don't think it's completely split down the middle like the jury's in two camps. But the judge has not given a sense of how long he's prepared to wait, but he did charge them to go back in today and keep at it.
We're all kind of Monday morning quarterbacking it off of what we see on the news, but
yeah.
We all saw that the defense rested quickly, right? So we were saying,
Six minutes.
That bad legal counsel, or does that show how bad the prosecution's case?
God, it could have been.
The case against OJ was. Not saying that we all kind of believe the guy's guilty.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
OJ. If you go after him, get it right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be.
And when a case like this hits the media and it doesn't work, it just spooks out all the women out there that have kind of these old assault cases and want to come forward. But they're like, if I'm going to drudge up all this stuff, we want to win.
Yeah, you got to have a win.
So I can't believe this wasn't a slam dunk.
Well, yeah, and I'm kind of heartbroken about the fact that, you know, it's a deadlock. I mean, it's like just, you know, the whole country, the whole world is watching to find out what the verdict of this case is. This is a very beloved, you know,
guilty man.
In
the court of public opinion. That many women that came forward. So this had to have been the strongest case, but I guess that's how justice works.
It was the only one. I don't know if it was the strongest case. It was the only one that hadn't, you know, he's 79. It's the only one that hadn't expired.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why people have been pushing for certain crimes. Like, do we really want to have a statute of limitations? I mean, on something like
you
this.
You guys are because, watching The Keepers.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's who pushes back on those.
Yeah,
and it's exactly what I thought.
When people try and go in local municipalities and try and roll that rule back, there's the big organizations that are like, oh, no, let's not do that.
This is going to be.
They'll probably come out with it today. It'll probably be a done deal, right? I mean, unless they're waiting until after Father's Day. I mean, geez.
I don't know. So the judge in the case sent the jury home for the night after, you know, they've 40 hours of deliberation. So they've got to come back today and get back at it. So I don't know. It's like, you know, do what you need to do, but you need to get some sort of answer on this. We have made a lot of lists here in Omaha and Nebraska, but I think this one that I'm about to tell you about is probably the most interesting and also the most eyebrow raising. There is a list. They've come up with the best places. It says when it comes to getting away with murder, the greater Sioux City area that encompasses Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota is a pretty good place for it. A new study from the financial site 24/7 Wall Street is ranking areas in the nation, cities where it's the easiest to get away with murder.
Mm.
And they factored in things like the city's homicide clearance rates, as well as the number of murders reported. And the study found Flint, Michigan, it's the top city to get away with murder.
God, how depressing.
Apparently that is like if you want to, but Nebraska City is another one.
What ranking is Nebraska City? Is it
we're
just,
like 22nd.
Okay, so we're on a list of best city to get away with murder.
Sioux City Sioux City comes in 22nd, and that's sort of that, you know, trifecta, the Iowa. Then there are, you know, some Florida towns, Louisiana, But I mean, it definitely comes down to what it comes down to is how your clearance rate is. You know, there are some cities where they have a 90% solve rate on homicides.
And so it's all statistical. So probably yes. A small, lovely burg like Nebraska City, we all think it's beautiful and charming. Yeah. Maybe they only have like 3 unsolved on the books, but proportionally the population.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Does it break down the nitty gritty in Nebraska City?
So it's this I have for Sioux City in front of me. So Sioux City, the homicide clearance rate is 39.5%. Number of murders reported from 2005 to 2015, so within that 10-year period, was 38. But the population's only 165,000 people.
I wonder what a good rate is?
90% is like there are cities where it's like the clearance rate for homicides is, 90%.
Wow. You remember those shows like the first 48? You guys have watched those?
Yeah, 48 hours.
Homicide detectives are like, you got to get it in the first, that's when it all goes down.
48 hours. You got 48 hours to do it.
I know. I mean, they say like that. Then it just like the stuff starts getting cold. But I mean, think about this: New York City, the New York, Newark, all that. They're 8th. That's another one. A big city. It's good to get away with murder. The homicide clearance rate in New York City is only 31%.
Just because it's such a big stack.
Wow, this one, the oldest one in Nebraska City unsolved is 1969. I can't find any much details on it, but there's the oldest one.
I was just talking to a member of law enforcement recently. He was telling me about DNA testing and that kind of stuff. I guess we don't realize it's expensive. And a lot of times the reason why it's so expensive, if you want to rush a case, right? Yeah. We're all talking about we want to clear it. It's expensive to go to the front of the line. You know, a lot of times it's independent testing at local hospitals and they have a stack of work to do. So when law enforcement wants to get something done, they're going in and going, okay, we need to go to the front of the line here.
Why don't we have our own lab?
And that's expensive. I'm sure at the end of the day, a lot of this is work. We all have work on our desk.
I'm going through this. There's a lot of unsolved. Wow. It's amazing how many unsolved are in Nebraska.
You know, so you think who was number one? Flint?
Wow. Yes.
You know, what's the story we always hear out of Flint?
Lack
of money. They're broke. So
yeah, they can't afford probably the resources. And that's sort of the thing. Some of the stuff, it's like, I think it's just lack of resources or infrastructure. Like, I don't necessarily think when they said a Nebraska city, I think they meant a city in Nebraska. So it's Sioux City is the one that I think that they're talking about.
And so we thought, who would be down there doing any murderous capital crimes in that beautiful Apple City?
Right. Come on now.
So it's a Nebraska City.
All right,
everybody sighed with relief. Like,
I know, exactly. But
looked at their mate going, oh, God.
Yeah.
Some guy was about ready to kill his wife.
He's like, oh, man.
I'm sick of her talking about apples, man. I'm so sick of it.
But I think a lot of it has to do with just the solve rate.
Okay.
Pretty interesting, though.
Break.
Yeah,
yeah
that is. That's your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show, Channel 94.1.
We got Trista here. Trista, what's up?
Yeah, so you guys were talking about the places to get away with murder, and it was mentioned that Sioux City was on the list. And I am actually from Sioux City. I was born and raised there. And I moved to Omaha about, it's been almost just about 4 years ago, I would say. And so I want to kind of give you guys my like opinion being from Sioux City of probably. I will say with me and my husband moved down here, the one thing we really noticed coming into Omaha is like, oh, wow, they really talk about like every murder that happens on the news. You know, you're like, you kind of watch the news. And I was like, man, I kind of feel scared here because they talk about everything on the news. In Sioux City, it's like that doesn't really happen.
It's impolite to talk about.
And which side did you grow up? Because South Sioux City is basically Nebraska.
South
Sioux City is Nebraska. North Sioux City is South Dakota. And then Sioux City is Iowa. Mm-hmm. And I was Sioux City. I grew up in Iowa.
Okay.
So, and it's kind of funny, too, because, you know, coming from there, like, whenever anybody talks about, like, South Sioux City, they'll say, oh, yeah, Sioux City, I was up there. And then you later find out, and you're like, no, that's not Sioux City. Like, in my entire life of being there, I think probably 10 times that I went into South Sioux, like we all kind of would consider it very separate things. But yeah, when you guys were talking about it, I don't think it's so much a politeness thing. I know growing up, Sioux City has a really bad drug problem. and I think that was really for me and my husband. We moved to Omaha for job opportunities, but we knew we had better job opportunities, Omaha. We never left. And then we found out we were having kids, and we were like, oh, okay, we're not raising our kids here because it's such a bad drug problem up there.
Oh, wow. We didn't mean to pile on to Sioux City. It just it was a cute little story that was titled Cities Where It's Easiest to Get Away with Murder, and it was mainly about law enforcement's clearance rate.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm not trying to pile on either, but I'm just trying to say, like, so that was really where it came from, that I had somebody from high school I ran into that had stated that her brother, like, had been killed and she was drug-related. And I was like, wow, I never even heard about this. This never came up. And she said, well, yeah, I think they don't really publicize and they don't really go after when it's a drug-related thing.
Oh, that's weird.
No.
Okay. All right.
They don't really publicize and they don't really want to do that. So that's just my opinion on it.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Trista, you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Don't All right, see you later.
Murder anyone.
Try to, yeah.
Try not to murder.
If you've gotten away with murder, we'll take that call.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Well, that would be morbidly.
Oh, I've gotten away
careful
with murder.
What you. That's a terrible thing.
Yeah,
we're watching all these true crime stories. Especially, man, people
There's
gotta watch The Keepers.
Oh, geez.
On Netflix. But man, true crime is a thing now. People you can go back and dig up all these cold cases, and you realize that sadly, lots of people got away with murder.
You bet.
In this country. Yep. Especially the further you roll the clock back. Pre-DNA. Yes. Pre-internet.
Pre-internet.
I'm sure
DNA.
Serial killers look back nostalgically. Like,
when you
man,
could go to different places and they didn't even know.
You guys had it great back in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
The Big Party Morning Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
So, fallout continues from the Bachelor in Paradise scandal. One of the players in it, you know, it's DeMario Jackson and this woman, Corinne Olympios. So, DeMario is now saying that he's been fired from his job in the wake of everything. According to DeMario's LinkedIn account, he worked as a recruiting consultant in Los Angeles, and now he's saying that he's like, my character has been assassinated. My family name has been drug through the mud.
What would you expect anyone to do? Bane?
The only thing I want is the truth to come out. I feel like the truth will be able to come out through those videos. When asked if he blames his co-star Corinne for the fallout, he responded, I don't blame anyone right now. The only thing I want is the tapes. And I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure the gal's embarrassed, and he's trying to say, DeMario's trying to say, well, you guys were all there.
Yeah.
It's not like there's no witnesses, so
right.
Let's put it out there. I didn't do it. TMZ's got this headline that his ex-girlfriend hates him, but says he would never take advantage of someone.
Okay.
So that's like supposed to be her credibility.
Well,
she's like, he would never do that. I'm his ex-girlfriend, and I hate his guts.
That's funny. It's not many ex-girlfriends hate your guts. If they hate you and they give you, you know, some, what do you call that? I don't know.
They still give you the all clear on something. Yeah. They're like, he is a dog. Trust me. I have no love lost for this guy, but honestly, this is not how he plays. Well, that is not what Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend, Karuki Tran, has been granted a 5-year restraining order against her ex-boyfriend, Chris Brown. I don't think she's going to be going on any shows and doing
any
character.
Name. She sounds like a transformer.
What is it? Karuki?
Karuki.
What does she turn into?
Karuki Tran. Hot model. She turns into an awesome, cool, sleek sports car or something. She's beautiful. Her attorney confirmed that she was awarded the restraining order after testifying in court on Thursday. So Tran had obtained a temporary restraining order back in February after claiming that Chris Brown had threatened to kill her after they broke up, punched her in the stomach, seriously got physical with her. And Brown's attorney hasn't immediately responded, but there was enough smoke there that the judge granted her a 5-year restraining order against him.
Chris Brown needs to get an apartment in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, stop it. Cool it.
Ask Karuki to move in.
Stop
Karuki
it.
Tron.
Something tells me that will not be one of the cold cases that they would be. Patton Oswalt found love again. So the comedian, he lost his wife 14 months ago. It was a really sad story.
He's a little short, funny guy. Everybody loves him. He is and have felt so terrible about him losing his wife. So now that he has a new girlfriend, everyone's happy. And he is out kicking his coverage.
Yes.
Is he really?
Oh.
She's a stunner. So people of a certain age might remember her. Her name's Michelle. Her name is Meredith Salinger. And she was, she's an actress. She started off, she was a kid actor in this movie called The Journey of Natty Gann, and then went on to do, you know, all sorts of teen movies.
I mean, if you, Patton, God bless Patton, he's hilarious. We love him. He's 48 years old. He's 5'3".
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And 48. I mean, you get him with a trainer. There's nothing you can do about.
No.
Trainer heights. Can't make you tall.
Nope. No.
There's a lot
she's
of stuff
tiny too, though,
that you can't fix on him.
How tall is she, Molly?
She's probably like maybe 5'5". That's according to her IMDb,
Meredith
which
Salinger.
Means like
Molly pointed her out. She's like, you'd remember her, and I do. And it's like one of those people you don't know her name, but I had a crush on her. When
totally.
She was the legend of Natty Gann.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She has these crazy monkey lips and this cute nose.
Dream a little dream. I remember as a kid just being so, I remember thinking she's so pretty. I always thought that she was just so, so pretty. I always wanted
she's
to see the movies
47.
That she was in.
Wow.
So what's the story on them dating?
They're dating. This is the first time they stepped out for the premiere of this movie called Baby Driver. And they were holding hands and they walked the, you know, the red carpet. And she's apparently posted on her Instagram a couple days ago, a caption of her holding hands with someone. It's two hands clasping. And it was, and the Instagram quote was, "I'm super in love, guys. Just FYI.
So, Instagram official.
Yeah. He's put it on his Instagram. She's put it on hers. Oswald has been, you know, touring. He was just actually in Chicago doing stand-up. And he's been.
Why do you gotta do that? Why do you gotta make it official like that?
She has a psychology degree from Harvard.
So she's beautiful and wicked smart. He's got an 8-year-old daughter, Alice.
And she loves the personality. Look at that. She's 47. She looks past the bod. You know?
Oh, he's adorable, though. I think he'd be cool to be friends with. I always love.
I agree.
He's a fun. If people don't follow Twitter, you should follow Patton Oswalt. He's like a fun tweeter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he always has like funny little jabs and insights and stuff like that. He's.
You should follow David
clever.
Spade. Do you follow David Spade?
No, I should. Is he fun?
He'll just make you laugh every day. And you just get to see all the chill stuff that he's doing. He's constantly on the road with
his group. Really cool.
Working.
So. And new in theaters this weekend, Cars 3. It's unbelievable, but it's back. So, you know, get her done. Mater and the crew got Owen Wilson. You've got Larry the Cable Guy. They're all coming back.
Are your kids excited?
Yes, actually. This was like the first. I remember Cars 1 was the first movie that I think my son like. Was like, I want to watch that all of the time.
Really? That's awesome that you remember that. I wish I could remember my first go-to movie that I could watch. It was just Star Wars for the most part, I guess. But I didn't have DVR.
I mean, you'd have to beg your parents to keep taking you to the theater. Now these kids have the theater in their home. They can watch it whenever. I mean, they can.
We would go to the movie theater, and it was back in the day when they didn't kick you out. I guess you can still do it now, but we would sit there and watch Star Wars. And then, and it ended, we would just sit there, and then it would start up again, and we would watch it all day in this hot summer heat. I remember it being so cold in the theater, and that's all we did, is sit there, drank free pop, and watched it in the Westroads Theater.
How'd you get free pop?
What's that?
How'd you get free pop?
Well, it was the, I guess we didn't get free pop, did we? We had to buy one big giant one.
Yeah,
I was thinking they had a thing, but they didn't, did they?
They do refills,
had the big
man.
One.
No, man. Yeah. No free refills back then. Also,
those are implanted memories in your own head.
I'm not real. This isn't real, right?
Rough Night also is in theaters. That's the one with Scarlett Johansson, Kate McKinnon, all those ladies. They reunite for a wild bachelorette weekend that goes wrong. Book of Henry starring Naomi Watts. And then this horror movie, 47 Meters Down. I don't know if you'll ever want to go diving, especially with sharks, after seeing this.
I show part of the trailer.
It looks cheesy, but I want to see it.
Yeah, Mandy Moore, two sisters vacationing. They get stuck. It's got Matthew. It's got Matthew Modine in it too. It's like the grizzled
the guy who hands you your goggles.
I know.
As you go down in the shark cage.
Like,
the
sharks
kind of look like the sharks from that gum commercial.
We got to do that, man. We really got to do it once before we die or can't do it. Just get in a cage.
Do it. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Total bucket list stuff. All right, 6:53. You got 94 for your high today. Tomorrow we're going to see a cool down about 90 and then even cooler on Sunday, which is Father's Day. I don't want to keep reminding you, but it is 80 for the high. We might see storms today at 5 in the afternoon. So if you get on the World Series, Papillion Days, or Beats by the Bridge, wherever you're going to do, just know there's going to be a storm. A brewing.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.